120 seasons became an ardent suffragette, though no one knew her reason. When election day came round, this maiden, much perplexed, was waiting when the teller yelled, "Miss Lucy Jones is next." She walked up to the voting booth, but that is too late. She pulled a mirror from her bag and made the others wait. While she stopped to powder her nose, she stopped to powder her nose. Her hesitation got the goat. The mob cried out, "Go on and vote." But Lucy smiled and said, "This every woman knows. To get the vote was very fine, but we should worry about the time. So every woman in the line just stopped to powder her nose." Mello had a car, the same was antiquated. He took her for a ride one night through sections isolated. When the subject turned to love, his mind became a blank. He lost control in his machine, went tumbling down a bank. They took her to a hospital, prepared to operate. But just before she went to sleep, she made the doctor wait. While she stopped to powder her nose, she stopped to powder her nose. The puzzled doctor shook his head, the nurses only smiled instead. And Lucy then exclaimed, as from the bed she rose, "We girls with beauty can't afford to let our charms go unadored. So every nurse within the ward just stopped to powder her nose." Had now grown old for long enough, she tarried. And so at last she named the day on which she would be married. The church was crowded to the doors, on every face a smile, as Lucy with her fiancé walked slowly down the aisle. The minister with book in hand stood at the altar's gate, but just before he said the word, Miss Lucy made him wait. While she stopped to powder her nose, she stopped to powder her nose. The parson merely closed the book and gave the bride an awful look. But Lucy only said, as the congregation rose, "He dare not leave me in the lurch, for girls like me men always search. So every woman in the church just stopped to powder her nose."